I talk often about the fact that local and state elections are so important. Right here at home, this is where we have the ability to make the biggest difference. And so at KID News Radio, we are committed to introducing you to these local and state candidates. And joining me by phone right now is Joseph Messerly. He is running for the House of Representatives in District 35, Seat A. Joseph, thank you so much for chatting with me by phone.
Of course. Thank you for letting me come on.
So, Joseph, what would you say it was that kind of pushed you to want to throw your hat in the arena and get in this race?
Well, I think the most important thing is exactly what you just said to open this segment in saying local politics is really what's affecting our lives the most. And a lot of the times we end up ignoring it until we start seeing the things that are affecting our lives. The thing that really started to push us and me specifically towards watching the Idaho legislature was a few years ago when they introduced House Bill 666 in censoring libraries. That's where it started for us. My mom's a children's librarian, has been for 15 years. I grew up in our public library. And watching the session after session, I think we ended up with five or six proposed bills that in some way, shape, or form were going to bring cause of action against our public libraries and librarians. And everyone said that 710, this most recent one, was a good compromise. And my biggest problem with it is when we compromise, we expect the compromise to be lasting. We already have representatives talking about how 710 wasn't strong enough and that they need to go a step further. There needs to be higher fines and there needs to be jail time in some situations when librarians give something that they, that the Idaho legislature is deeming inappropriate to children.
So that was a moment for you where you saw, this could have some unintended consequences, so I don't want to just sit by on the sidelines. I'm going to jump in and really try to make a difference.
100%. My mom always said that she would, you know, jump in front of a train or do anything to protect me, and now that I'm older, it's my turn to be able to protect her, and that's what I want to be able to do here.
So, Joseph, what would be your first order of business in office?
My first order of business would be sitting down with my constituents and the other representatives and figuring out how we can change the tone of the Idaho session. Things have really been getting more and more heated in debates on the House floor in Idaho. And with that has come some very decisive bills. We need to get rid of the bill mills and just bringing in bills from other states just because they passed. We need to really be sitting down and looking at what our constituents need in Idaho. The reason we all love Idaho is it's a beautiful, free state where everyone feels welcomed and invited, and we want to be able to keep it that way. And the number one priority is not passing laws that are going to exclude any group in Idaho.
You know, Joseph, we've kind of seen this trend of people getting so frustrated that they're just throwing their hands up in the air and saying, I'm not even going to vote. My vote doesn't matter. What message would you send to folks who are at that place feeling as if it's not even worth it?
That's a great question, because I feel like that's what we're dealing with a lot in District 35. As I go and knock on doors and as I've started doing these campaign events, the general sense is frustration. And if I don't listen to what the Idaho legislature is saying, then I don't know about the craziness. I don't have to deal with it. And I say that's all fine and well until it starts to affect you, and it's going to affect you. If you don't want bad bills and you don't like the craziness and the frustration, get in and vote now. Start making the changes now, because the wheels of politics turn too slow already. It's one of the biggest complaints about people, is that the wheels of politics are turning so slowly. Well, unfortunately they do, but the only way we can get them to start turning is by one vote at a time, making the difference and voting for the representative that supports your values.
So true. I mean, just because we don't want to acknowledge something is happening doesn't mean it's not happening. It kind of comes down to, we have to find that courage to face the issues if we hope to have any chance at making a difference. Joseph, as you think about politicians, is there a particular politician that you are inspired by, or maybe it's a characteristic of leadership that you want to bring to the office?
There are so many great politicians in the state of Idaho right now, and there are some unfortunate ones that are a little bit unhinged or quiet, it seems. And so as I've really been able to communicate with some of the representatives, the biggest characteristic I'm taking from representatives like Steve Birch out of District 15 is probably one of the best examples, is he went in and he pounded the pavement and was talking to his constituents as much as possible. I want the characteristic I think is most important is getting out there, talking to the constituents, and then listening and not sugarcoating the session. We can't sugarcoat what's going on every time. We can't only talk about the bills that we liked and how we influenced them. We also have to talk about how we can fight against the bad bills and how it will affect them. Because the only way we're going to be able to stop bad bills is by showing our constituents that we care about them, and that when we fight for them, they want not only to reelect us, but they want to get more engaged and change the process overall. So I guess the answer right now would definitely be Representative Steve Birch. I've been able to be on multiple trainings with him, and he is a great mentor to me.
And you know, you really hit on something pretty important, Joseph, and that is having that ongoing dialogue and encouraging people to be active participants and not just passive observers. Well, Joseph, how can people learn more about you and your campaign?
Well, that's one of the easiest questions you could ask me today. So you can go to follow us on social media, Joseph Messerly for Idaho on Facebook and Instagram, or go to our website. If you just look up Joseph Messerly for Idaho in your Google search bar, it's going to be the first thing that pops up. You can click on our website. You can see some of our major policy stances, as well as you can see where you can donate to our campaign to start making a difference for Idaho.
Thank you so much, Joseph Messerly, candidate for the House of Representatives in District 35, Seat A. I appreciate you taking time to chat with us today.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a call.
All right. You take care.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there is more to come on this Free Thinker Friday. Don't forget, you can always listen from anywhere. Just head out to the App Store, download the KID News Radio app. That's it. Then you'll be all set, and you can take us along for the ride.